His oxygen capacity reported on patient William Gibson, date of birth is 7/19/1942, indication anemia, gastrointestinal aplasia, sedation capacity, nothing else, response, salivation, blood pressure, cardiac hypertension, bacterial internal lymphocyte description, infarct sign with patient, patient play level sensation, is couple of credit passive friends, salivation, so possible, but don't know. Exam patient, do not pass, would not see this patient, enter by one aperture. Enter mild to moderate, enter by moderate severe erosive gastritis, bacterial hypertension, and inflammation over these last chain relative issues in size of arsenal of cardiac, which revealed severely inflamed, eroded stomach with thickening of the whole of the gastric body. Multiple circumferential biopsy were done for follow up the gastric trauma and aplasia to avoid the new plastic with some great changes. Discoverability by junction, question charts for a biopsy to get started. Also, Bishop, you can find the question charts for a better biopsy to get started. This was backside number two. Severe erosive gastritis, the difficult thickening of the body, the stomach, multiple circumferential biopsy were taken, through a neoplastic implant changes, we'll follow the gastrointestinal metaplasia to see if there is atrophic gastritis versus dysplasia happening. Number three, moderate erosive gastritis and anterior biopsy were required. Number four, mild to moderate duodenal biopsy were taken. Recommendation: away for the fundus, away for the body of the stomach biopsy with the medical thickening of the fold. Then the biopsy comes negative for any neoplastic cells, but because of the mucosal changes, diffuse mucosal changes, and it's really eroded stomach, recommendation of endoscopy ultrasound for the validation, rule out any linear dysplastica or any submucosal neoplastic cross like adenocarcinoma happening or atypical adenocarcinoma happening, or could this be MALT, MALT, MALT lymphoma. Number two, of the enterobiascus for helicobacter therapy. Number three, proton pump inhibitors, 40 milligram per day with Catapult 1 gram TID. A little small biopsy. For the future follow-up for an endoscopy will be depending on the finding of the endoscopy ultrasound by Dr. V-A-R-A-D-A-R-A-J-U-L-U at Orlando Health Follow-up. Chiptisana Kara Bishop, primary care provider, Dr. Nandam, and copy to Dr. Paramsari. Their procedure was August 14th to 23rd, they were 14th to 23rd. So the patient is here for anemia workup also. The patient has not had a colonoscopy in the last 6 months. Recommend a recolonoscopy. And also the patient continues anemic, that video capsule, pill cam, and trotsky would do for the federation. If that all come negative, and if the endoscopic ultrasound come negative, explain anemia, colonoscopy, and video capsule come down negative. So anemia workup, they recommend the patient to have hematology, concentration, anemia workup, follow up to the addition. Please send the guard patient primary care, Dr. Nandam, and Dr. Parham, sorry, she was August 14th to 23rd, August 14th to 23rd.